The reasonably solid employment report nationally is not much solace for people who have their hands full dealing with the aftermath of Sandy on the East Coast. We want to focus now on how small businesses will be making some choices in the coming days and weeks that will eventually be reflected in future jobs reports, either adding jobs for cleanup and rebuilding or permanent losses for enterprises that find they can't ultimately recover. This morning, two people still hanging in there. Dawn Casal is the owner of One Girl Cookies in Brooklyn, New York, and Sherry Delmarter is the owner of the Cowgirl Seahorse restaurant in Lower Manhattan. Sherry and Dawn, how are you doing?
Hanging in there.
Yeah.
Two voices hanging in there. Great to hear you. We wanted to just really focus on what a small business goes through in an event like this. Sherry, what kinds of things happen? How are you insured? How do you plan for such things? And how do you rebuild?
Well, I actually live in the Seaport area. And so I live two blocks from my restaurant. However, my restaurant was breached with 8 feet of water, and it's completely destroyed. We are a small business, and everyone who works with me showed up. I had 20 people the first day come, and they live as far away as Jamaica, Queens. Some of them walked here. They can't by subway. I don't know how they got here, but they did, and it's all hands on deck trying to just inventory our loss. We are insured, and apparently we had flood insurance. However, I've been told the flood insurance may not work or may not be activated because I'm in a flood zone A. That news I just got yesterday. It's pretty devastating.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. And Dawn, let's speak with you for a moment. How do you, as a small business, catalog your losses and go about the business of rebuilding? Are you insured? What sorts of things are you worried about right now?
You know, I think for us, we are insured. We did not have flood insurance, and so we're sort of exploring other avenues to try to get some financial help to help us rebuild. Right now, just like Sherry, we have our staff there, and they are, you know, cleaning and helping, but there's a lot of carpentry that needs to get done, and so we had about, we weren't quite as hard hit as it sounds like Sherry was in the area that she is. We had about 4 feet of water. So there's just lots of cleanup, lots of, you know, destroyed walls and things that need to be redone. The electric is a little bit of a mess, and our building still doesn't have electricity, so that's our biggest challenge right now because it's kind of hard to recover without electricity. But, you know, I think we were so unprepared. You know, I just don't think that we thought it was going to be nearly as bad as it ended up being. And I think you just we go into recover mode.
So, Dawn, you say you weren't as prepared as you should have been. You didn't think it was going to be as bad. If you had to do it over again, what measures would you have absolutely taken, knowing what you know now?
You know, I don't know that there was anything we really could have done. We prepared as well as we probably could have, given the situation. I mean, I think the water coming through was so powerful. There was really no way we could have cleared everything from our shop. So I think, given the circumstances, we're luckier than a lot of people.
Dawn, it sounds terrifying, just the force that you had to deal with there. And you small business must feel pretty small when you're faced with something like that.
I'm sure Dawn would probably agree with me that you really find out how great supportive neighbors are and what your small business meant to that small neighborhood. Even though New York is a huge town, in our small neighborhoods, we're big business. And the support of our friends and our neighbors has been mind-boggling. I mean, from anything from bringing pizzas over to help feed us because there's no food anywhere, walking 30 blocks to bring us some pizzas, lending us their car batteries to charge phones, whatever they can do. They all look forward to us reopening, and our being able to reopen will really help heal the neighborhood. I just hope that there will be federal support or some sort of financial support, because if the insurance monies don't kick in, I don't know how, you know, being a new business and just starting to break even after 3 years of business, to be able to fundraise now again would be an enormous task. So we're praying that there will be funds available for these kinds of small businesses, because I'm not sure how much the insurance will cover. Even business interruption insurance, they're not going to cover. If they don't cover the first claim, then your second claim in business interruption is also not covered. So it's a devastating kind of forward and back feeling that one has. One's working, one's climbing five flights of stairs to come home to cold water, no food, no electricity, and then one goes and does it the next day with a glimmer of hope that you have, that you will come through this and survive.
How many people do you employ, Sherry? And then I'll ask the same question to Dawn.
I employ 25 to 30 people. And, you know, if I were to open, my main driving reason to reopen is to keep my people employed.
Dawn, how about you?
Well, we have two locations, and everything is baked at one location and brought to the other, so they're pretty connected. And between the two, we have 36 employees. And we were actually, as the storm hit, we were literally in the process of hiring our holiday help, which would be about another 20 people. So I think Sherry hit the nail on the head when she said that, yeah, I mean, we are paying. Our Dean Street store is open. Thankfully, we were only closed for 2 days and suffered no damages here. But at Dumbo, we're paying our staff there, and that's, you know, a really big decision and a big undertaking for a small business, but we don't want them to go elsewhere, and we can't expect them to not get paid. And so we've just been trying to use them in any ways we can, and they're more than happy. You know, they love our shop as much as we do, so this is hard on them too. And so we've been using them in the cleanup process, but, you know, they're certainly not working the hours that they were working, but we're still paying them, and we want to do that as long as we can. So I think that's really a motivating factor in getting open. I mean, it's not just getting income in, which, of course, is very motivating, but getting our people to work.
You raise an amazing point, Dawn, and both of you, Dawn and Sherry. And before we go, I just want to have you reflect. Small businesses are about loyalty, customer loyalty, employee loyalty, business loyalty to a neighborhood. Boy, at a time like this, you're really learning about the value of loyalty itself. Sherry?
Oh, absolutely. My staff is so loyal, as are my customers, and we just have to match that loyalty to the reality of what we're dealing with. And as optimistic and as loyal as everyone is, you know, if I were a betting girl, I'm not sure I'd bet on total recovery, at least for the South Street Seaport area.
Well, good luck to you, Sherry. Dawn, a final thought?
Yeah, you know, I think that Sherry's right. The loyalty is it's what's important. And for a small business owner, hearing people rallying behind you and advocating for you and working hard to try to get you to reopen is very motivating in a time where we all need a lot of motivation. And I think, too, the perspective of what else is going on out there. You know, we know that our damages and our losses pale in comparison to what so many other people have lost. And it's just we're trying really hard to remember that as we're there picking up the pieces.
Well, an economy runs certainly on some of these sentiments, this idea of loyalty, as much as it runs on anything else. Sherry Delmarter, owner of the Cowgirl Seahorse Restaurant in the Financial District of Manhattan, and Dawn Casal, owner of One Girl Cookies in Brooklyn, New York. Dawn and Sherry, thanks so much, and good luck to you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you so much. Good luck, Sherry.
Good luck, Dawn.